Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Dr. Beckford, first, thank you very much for speaking to me on the 680 News line, especially with such a good news story that when I heard about this, I thought, wow, I would love to talk to somebody who's organizing this and really get more into this. Now, we got to explain first, Dr. Beckford, where do you actually work, sir?
I work in the Faculty of Education at the University of Windsor.
And there's a reason why, of course, that you and I are speaking, because you and a group of students are going to be doing something that is very helpful and very educational and, I think, life-changing for some of these students. You are going to go to a certain part of Africa, aren't you?
That's right. We are. On April 26th, we'll be leaving to East Africa, the United Republic of Tanzania. We go to a small rural town called Singida, and we're taking teacher candidates with us and a PhD student, and we do all kinds of things. We work with an orphanage, we do some teaching in local schools, and we interact with the local Maasai population as well.
When did this all start? I mean, is this the first time you're going, or has this happened before?
It's happened before. We've had a relationship with this town and this Center for Orphaned and Vulnerable Children since 2006, in fact. And we've been taking teacher candidates to this community since 2008. So we actually had 13 teacher candidates who went with us in February of this year, February to March, for 3 weeks. And now we're taking a group of 8 teacher candidates, one PhD candidate, and an alumni, actually, one of our teacher candidates who went with us a couple of years ago will be joining us in Amsterdam. She now resides in England.
Now, I'm going to jump in because you just said teacher candidates. These are students who are becoming teachers, correct?
Yes. These are people who are right now in our pre-service program preparing to become teachers.
Again, why and how did this all come about?
excuse me. Well, one of the mission, the goals of the Faculty of Education, you know, is to prepare teachers who are more than simply classroom teachers. So we're trying to get them to understand and to appreciate the political, the social, and the moral imperatives of teaching in a globalized world. excuse me. Yeah,
no problem.
We think that teachers, you know, need to be socially and culturally responsive, particularly in a society like ours, you know, where we have so many people from diverse backgrounds and various parts of the world, and they'll be teaching students like this in their own classrooms. And, you know, we thought it would be a great idea, a tremendous experience for them to go to get some intercultural knowledge, to teach and to operate in a, you know, totally different space. Some of the things they see in classrooms in Tanzania, they would never see here. They'd never have the kinds of experiences that they have there. And so, you know, we thought it was a good idea. And, you know, the feedback we've gotten from teacher candidates suggests that this has been life-changing and, you know, tremendous benefit to them.
Now, explain again what these students are going to see and be involved, because it's not like going downtown here in Toronto. It's not even like going off to a farm over by Windsor. Like, this is going to be something very different. So describe what they are going to be involved with,
sure,
the climate, like everything about around this area.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it's a very long trip. We spend a lot of time in the air. I mean, you know, to travel there and back, really, it's about 4 days in all in terms of traveling. And once we get to Tanzania, you know, then we're looking at a 7-hour road trip to actually get to our place. So physically, it's a demanding trip. And, you know, it's emotional as well, because they go there and what they see is the impact that poverty has on students' educational outcomes, you know. And they get to make the connection between students' out-of-school lives and the ways in which they experience school and schooling. So they're going to be meeting with one of the traditional groups, indigenous groups of people, the Maasai. When we land in Kilimanjaro, there's a Maasai school which we go to, and there's a Maasai village, and we typically engage in some kind of cultural experience there. Then we're going to be traveling to Singida, where the Center for Orphaned and Vulnerable Children is. And our teacher Candice will be doing a number of things. I'll just tell you some of the things that we've done in the past. So they'll be teaching in local schools. There are three secondary schools and two primary schools that we routinely visit, and we do some teaching there. They'll be doing tutoring at the orphanage, working working with kids, helping them with their homework, teaching them study skills, life skills, etc. We'll be providing school supplies. One of the things we pay a lot of attention to is question of food and nutrition. So we'll be ensuring that the kids, while we're there, are eating healthy. And, you know, before we leave, typically we stock their storeroom so that they have food, for a few months down the road. We'll be purchasing mosquito nets to protect them from malaria, which is a big problem in Tanzania and across Africa, really. We paint dormitories. We've bought livestock. We build water towers. We'll be repairing some of their furniture, their desks and their chairs, which they use to study and to eat. So it's a tremendous experience with, lots of activities, educational activities. We do some research, and of course, we do a lot of developmental work.
Now, we talked about what this, you said it was life-changing for the students who are going down there.
Yes.
For the folks who live in this part of Africa,
yes,
what does it do for them? How have they reacted to this?
Oh, it's been a tremendous project for them as well. You know, they get to interact. They get to learn about Canada. They learn to see some of our ways, and particularly in terms of how we teach and how we interact with children and so on. So, it's been a modeling exercise for us, and they've learned so much. But they've benefited, tremendously in terms of some of the things that we've been able to do. They're, proud, dignified, resilient people, who are just caught up in circumstances which are, beyond their ability to cope sometimes. So for example, poverty is a huge issue. HIV/AIDS is a tremendous problem in the community. And we've been able to assist by providing some support for the students at the orphanage, but also for teachers, administrators, and children in these five schools which we work with. So, it's been tremendously beneficial to both of us. The last time we were there, actually, the local government, the municipal council, actually made available to us 5 acres of land, and they want us to work with them to build a new center for orphaned and vulnerable children, to build a school, a center of excellence, academic excellence, and to perhaps build a women's empowerment center as well. So, it's been a tremendous partnership, and we're trying to formalize that now, with the preparation of memoranda of understanding and stuff like that.
Now, I have to ask this question.
Sure.
Because I've known people who have gone in certain areas, and because I don't know,
yes,
the areas that you're going to, is there any kind of danger at the same time? Because I've heard and seen when people have gone to these, I'm not saying this particular area, but
yes,
certain areas in Africa that,
sure,
of course, there are wars going on. There are
mm-hmm.
tribal wars
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any
mm-hmm.
danger to that for these students?
No, there isn't. And of course, you got to knock wood when you talk about things like that, because, I've been going to Tanzania since 2004. you know, on an annual basis, and I've never felt unsafe. I've actually felt much safer there than I do here in Windsor sometimes. Exactly. So no, we haven't been worried about that. You know, it's we're dealing with human beings, and you know, anywhere in the world, anything can happen. But you know, one of the reasons why we picked Tanzania was because it's a very, very safe country. We've never had any problems, or teacher candidates have always felt extremely safe. You know, so no, we have no concerns about it as well. You know, we take care of each other. We take care of ourselves. You know, we don't do stupid things. You know, we act professionally. You know, so we pay attention to our safety, but we've never had any reasons to be concerned.
So my question is, because I've seen a certain picture that showed lots of boxes for lots of things that you guys are going to be bringing.
Yes.
To that part of Africa.
Yes.
If people want to help.
Yes.
For maybe not for this trip, but maybe mm-hmm. the next trip.
Sure.
Is there a way that they can donate either money or supplies? If so, where can they go to do this?
Yes. If they contact the Faculty of Education, actually, and they call extension 3805, they will be able to get information about how they can donate. There's also a website that we have called Teachers for Tanzania. And this is something which was created by students who went through our program and who had this experience. They wanted to remain involved because they were so touched and moved by the experience. And so, you know, they formed this you know, loose organization called Teachers for Tanzania. And there's a website that they've set up. And on there, you will also find information about how the people who want to donate could donate.
Fantastic. Sir, thank you very much for your time for doing this interview. It sounds like it's going to be amazing 2 weeks for not just the students who are going to be going there,
yes.
but for the folks who are going to be receiving this kindness. So,
absolutely.
Congratulations.
It's a tremendous collaborative partnership. You know, we benefit here in Canada because our teacher candidates come back and, you know, they just have a different view about the world and about teaching and about kids. And the folks in Tanzania are, you know, so delighted to have us and to work with us. So it's been a tremendous experience. Thank you so much for having me this morning on your show.
Thank you very much, sir. We will talk soon. Take
All
care.
Right. Take care, Rudy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.